It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us as we launch into hour number three of the program. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We started talking about a topic last hour, and we're going to continue it here, so allow me to recap briefly for those of you just tuning in. It's a topic that covers a couple of important areas of discussion and one that hopefully you'll be able to chime in at and put your two cents in. But the issue involves a little bit of online deception. In fact, online deception that went to the point to where a young girl committed suicide. The story is about a 13-year-old girl named Megan Meyer in a suburb of St. Louis. She thought she had met a 16-year-old named Josh online on MySpace. Turns out Josh was not real. Though things were going very lovey-dovey for a little while, Josh all of a sudden got nasty and mean, started saying awful things to young Megan, and being a 13-year-old girl, not having a lot of self-esteem in the first place, and I'm sure there were other problems in her life, she killed herself. Now the family's pretty distraught. They're pretty upset. They want answers. They certainly want some sort of punishment to come to the culprit in this case. And in this case, interestingly enough, the culprit was a mother of one of Megan's friends. Well, one-time friends. They'd had a falling out, and the mom claims that she was online posing as a young boy to find out what Megan was saying about her daughter. This is really a lot of teenage drama, which is very, very silly for
a mom. But everybody's gone through it, so they sort of understand.
Well, mom apparently got a little too involved here.
Oh, but I would absolutely concur.
But it brings us to two issues that we were discussing. Number one, that is how to help young people and people in general. Adults need this help too. How to stay safe online from sickos and weirdos and just people that are trying to fool you.
People with too much time on their hands.
Yeah, because there's a lot of this going on. There are a lot of people that have created fake MySpace profiles and that sort of thing, pretending to be someone they're not. And many of them are very, very good at it. So that's one aspect, and I want to know from you, have you had experience with this? Maybe you've been on the side of fooling people, or maybe you've been fooled, maybe you've been suckered, and you know, you met somebody and they weren't what you thought they were going to be. How did they trick you? You know, there are certain ways that the MySpace people take pictures that are very, very, conciliatory. They don't reveal their entire self, and it's very interesting. A lot of tricks out there. So if you can share some of that with us, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. The other side of this story is the legal issue, and that is that this particular area, St. Louis, Missouri, is now looking, I don't think it's actually St. Louis's suburb, but anyway, they're looking at making online harassment a crime, a misdemeanor, subject to a several $100 fine and up to 90 days in jail. And I would like to know if there's anyone out there that thinks that's a good idea. Do we need to have laws on the books that say you can't say mean things about other people? I can't believe that there are people that support that. I understand that emotions are running high with this particular case, but that's freedom of speech, my friends. And the fact is, you don't have the freedom to not be offended. In America, people can say offensive things.
And that's really what happened with Megan. She was offended.
Right.
She was deeply, deeply offended by what was said to her.
And so that's what's great about living here is that, you know, because we have the freedom of speech, we have the freedom to criticize. We have the freedom to be mean. I wouldn't recommend that you do be mean, but people can be mean and they shouldn't have to be, you know, worried about going to a jail cell because of it. Now, freedom of speech wasn't necessarily created so people could be mean to one another. It was really more created so people could speak out against tyranny and speak out against, a bad government.
But one of the ways that they speak out against tyranny is by being mean to those politicians that are, you know.
Right. Can you imagine?
There's all kinds of mean things said about King George.
Right, and that's the problem here. And so,
I don't mean our current King George. I meant the one back in the Revolution.
So to go along with that idea, since we're protecting the people's ability to say mean things about politicians, we also have to protect their ability to say mean things about anybody, should they want to. And again, that's only in a public area. You can't walk into my house and start saying mean things to me because it's my house.
Not and stay there, no.
Right. I'm going to kick you out. That's why private property changes the rules. When you're on private property, freedom of speech doesn't apply unless the private property owner wants to grant you that freedom of speech. So With that in mind, how do you feel about this idea of online harassment being a crime in America? And again, where would the lines be drawn? Well, I would guess they'd continually be redrawn. They'd set one set of rules and then they'd change it because somebody else would cross that line and they'd decide, well, we didn't make this strict enough. And then they need to make it more and more restrictive. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, you can't criticize anybody anymore. You can't call anybody a bad word or a mean name, or you can't get upset because you'd be frightened to death of possibly going to jail. And I think that's very, very scary situation for America to be in, and it's disturbing to me that Americans are clamoring for laws like this. At least some Americans are, and I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Let's go back to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, who had a few points but really wasn't able to make them in the last remaining moments of the last hour. So go ahead, sir.
Well, aside from my fraud argument, there's also, if they want to push it, they can track down this picture, the person whose photo appears on this said profile. Have, and I'm assuming that this is a picture of a child, they'd have to have the parents file suit and have her brought up on copyright infringement or trademark infringement charges. So, I mean, to sit here and propose new legislation to correct a problem that can already be solved already is redundant. That's my first point. My second point...
So wait a minute, let me see if I understand. You're saying that the parents of the girl who killed herself should try to find the original photos of the young man who was purported to be the 16-year-old but didn't really exist, and then bring some sort of copyright violation charge?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously this kid did exist. I mean, that's not in dispute. Obviously, he had to have existed at one point, otherwise the picture wouldn't exist.
Now, it would have to be the owner of the photo to bring those charges, right?
Well, it could be the owner of the person who has the photos in possession, or the person who was taking the picture of. For instance, if I go to you, or if I go to the studio of the Free Talk Live, and I start snapping pictures, blah 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 blah, and I happen to take a picture up of Mark, and I pick up a picture of Ian. Mm-hmm. You guys have the right to tell me I can't do what I want to do with those photos.
I don't know that I do. If I've allowed you to take pictures, then...
If you allow me to take them, that's one thing.
Without some kind of, contract, drawn up between us, then...
A verbal contract is still admissible in court.
What is it? A verbal contract would be admissible, but,
it's... Right, well, we would have let you in here to take those photos. It's not like you can just barge in and start taking pictures.
Well, no, I'm just saying, pictures. I mean, if I were to take them unknowingly, if I just was standing out in the bushes somewhere and start snapping photos, unbeknownst to either one of you, and all of a sudden you see a picture pop up on a website, you have the right to hammer me with a cease and desist.
I disagree. If you got my picture, without my knowledge, you had to have gotten it either through a window or while I was out in public.
Right. So
if I'm out in public, then I'm out in public. As far as I'm concerned, pictures can be taken at that point, whether you're a celebrity or not, and the law does make a distinction there. I do not. If it's through a window, then... Pull your blinds if you don't want people to take
right.
pictures
it's
of you.
It's our fault. It would be our fault for leaving our blinds open. Therefore, we would be subject to
now,
being
the point you're making on the photograph and the person, calling fraud there, can you, if you took a picture of me and then I could bring fraud charges, say my picture, my likeness was the little boy, what if you photoshopped it ever so slightly? Then it would no longer, in fact, be a picture of me.
Now I'm still perpetrating wire fraud.
Now, what if the woman was some kind of genius? This wire fraud argument, I don't go for it at all.
Yeah, you're confusing fraud with deception. When you defraud somebody, you're trying to take something
from
them.
When you defraud somebody by ways of electronic means, that's technically definition of wire fraud.
Well, wait a second. Now, when Ian comes on the air every once in a while, he'll do a George Bush voice. Yeah, I'm the decider. He'll do a little George Bush voice.
That's parody.
Yes, but it's done over, over the airwaves. So therefore, it fits into what your definition of wire fraud is, which is a fallacious definition of wire fraud. Somebody could be fooled, right? Somebody could think.
But Ian does not go on national radio impersonating the president to cause harm to George W. Bush. In this particular case, this person obviously was trying to do harm to this little girl.
Wait a second. Hold on. The person was not trying to harm the girl necessarily. They were trying to make her feel bad and everything. And what
That's
if some
funny.
Lunatic out there heard Ian say something in the George Bush's voice, took it as seriously something that George Bush said, because that's really a closer parallel to what happened here, and they decided to kill themselves. Would Ian be a murderer? Right, your definition stinks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I like you.
Bill.
I don't like your definition.
Appreciate the call, man. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. What could the Lost in Space robot and Star Wars R2-D2 have in common with a phenomenon called dieseling? Will Robinson and Luke Skywalker know, and when I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to PGFindTheShop.com. BG. Just like Will and Luke had some far-fetched friends to warn them of impending danger, your car has ways to warn you of the impending danger of neglected maintenance. One tune-up red flag is dieseling. Known as after-run, dieseling occurs when an engine chugs on after the ignition is turned off. Causes? Inferior gas, excessive idle speed, and carbon in the combustion chamber. Dieseling is just one warning that, if neglected, may leave you lost in space. The space alongside the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including live streams. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollars had its offices raided and all of its precious metals seized last week. To find out more, go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates. To get help, or to help, rather, get a paper Liberty Dollar and sign up for the class action suit also at libertydollar.org. Don't let the federal government shut down this important alternative in currency. Libertydollar.org. Just a few more thoughts on the debate here. By the way, I'm surprised no one has called in to share their online tips as far as some of the mistakes you've made, perhaps, in the past. I know you've
it's
made
embarrassing,
them.
I would imagine.
I know you've made them. You don't have to give your real name. I want to hear your stories. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll keep discussing just a few more thoughts on this issue of, you know, is this fraud? Is it fraud for someone to go online and pose as someone who they are not in order to simply harass, in order to cause a little bit of mental anguish? Is that fraudulent? Yes, it is dishonest. It is fraudulent in that manner. But by the legal definition of fraud and in the common usage of fraud, I think that, no, it doesn't fit. Fraud, as you're saying, Mark, has to do with, you know, products and services.
I don't know how it's being used by lawyers these days, but I can tell you that that's what it meant.
In monetary transactions.
Right. You have to lose something. You have to lie to me in some way in order to get something from me.
What
something
if,
tangible.
What if I lose my virginity?
It's not tangible.
Well, okay, yeah, you're right about that. I guess in some cases it is, but...
You still have your little hymen. It's just in a different shape than it was.
So you're saying it's not fraud if you go into a bar and someone lies about their bra size or something like that.
Right.
That's not fraud.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just... It's foolish. If I go to a bar and, like I used the example earlier, and claim to be an astronaut, manage to take a woman home enough, silly enough to believe me, then, well, you know... That's the way that goes. Don't go home with guys that claim to be astronauts.
Well, that's why we have the phrase caveat emptor, because there are dishonest people out there. Whether they're trying to sell you something or just trying to sell themselves to you, people are going to lie, and you should be aware of that.
People are going to lie, and you know, basically 99% of people will lie given the right circumstances. I'm sure there's a certain amount of people out there that won't. I've never met any of them. But, you know, given the right circumstances, they will let the truth slide in some manner or another.
Like when, you know, your wife might come home with a new something she bought at the store. Honey, how does this look? And it looks awful. What do you say?
I would tell her what I meant, I thought, but I think
a lot of guys wouldn't.
Well, with a lot of women, I probably wouldn't either. With my wife, I can, you know, tell her exactly what I think about whatever it is. And, you know, I would hope that she would tell me the same. And, you know, she tells me about what I'm dressed in. I just don't care.
But the fact is, if you told her otherwise, if you told a little white lie in that particular case, would that be fraud? Would you be able to be prosecuted for that?
It's just not fraud, no.
Right.
Lying is it's freedom of speech. Even when you look at the Ten Commandments, the only lying that is outlawed by the Ten Commandments, which were laws for the Jews, among a myriad of others, the only lying that was outlawed was bearing false witness against your neighbor. Fraud wasn't even considered a sin at that point.
There was
point.
No stealing, right? Thou shalt not steal.
There was no stealing, but I don't think that's perhaps
fraudulent.
Perhaps, but there's different societies are different about fraud. There's some societies basically say, you know, well, if you can get it out of their hands in whatever manner without hurting them, then it's yours. But you couldn't bear false witness against your neighbor, which means that you couldn't lie in court. You couldn't say Ian stole my such and such if you didn't.
Right.
So.
I got one for you, Mark. What if you were single and you're in a bar, you had a few beers, and then this really hot-looking woman comes in, and you start buying her a few drinks. You know what's going to happen. And, you know, you go home with her, and you find out it was a she-male. Is that fraud?
It's not fraud, but that person is, as far as I'm concerned, they've left themselves open to an ass-beating.
Yeah, you're going to take that position again, Mark. You got in so much trouble for that before.
You would
be in some deep S if you did something like that, because then you would be initiating force on someone, Mark. How dare you suggest that?
Well, I understand that you never go for initiation of force. You don't believe the person should throw the first punch. But I believe that if for instance, a person standing on the corner screaming the N-word at my black friend, I've got the ability to go over there and beat the crap out of them. I do believe that.
You have the ability. Anybody has the ability to throw a punch, but it's wrong to do so, Mark.
I believe that dueling is, it's a fair way to solve problems.
Well, no, there's a difference between a duel and going over and sucker punching somebody,
right,
sir.
And as far as I'm concerned, you've initiated a duel by that level of deceit or that level of vitriol.
I think you have some severe problems going on in your little head. Wayne, how do you feel about that? Do you think that justifies attacking somebody?
Well, I'll tell you, one time I was walking into a studio in Hollywood, and I had shorts on. It was a warm day, and all of a sudden I heard this person, and it was this really heavy-set hooker on the corner yelling at me, yelling like, "Hey, baby," and saying lots of sexually explicit things.
Mm-hmm.
And as I turned around, there were two directions I could have gone in. One is I could have said, you know, "F you" and every other thing. You know, I'm Italian. I know the words.
Okay.
But instead, I just looked at her for a second, and I just showed her how hurt I was that she would not show respect for me. And in that moment, it seemed like 10 minutes. You know, all of a sudden she just quieted down. You know, it was just amazing how sometimes not using force and just showing somebody in that way how you feel or how they hurt you.
Yep. I think that
I think there's a lot of value to that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that by you saying that you would fight somebody if they were yelling something objectionable on the corner of the street at a friend of yours, that you would go up and initiate force on that person, really just goes to show how dangerous your viewpoint is, Mark. That's an awful thing to say, and I'm embarrassed to be sitting in the same room with you right now.
The fact I understand why you don't like the idea of fighting, Ian. You're skinny and you can't fight.
Yeah.
But
enough from you. Let's talk to Joe in Ann Arbor, listening on WAAM. Joe, you're on
Hello?
Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. What's on your mind, Joe?
I was hearing you talk about making fake IDs on the Internet, and I don't think you all know how it's done. You know, I mean, I've done hundreds of them.
Fake IDs? We weren't talking about that exactly, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, you were earlier, but anyway.
Wait, are you saying fake IDs like a driver's license?
I guess a fake identity.
Or do you mean
no, I mean make yourself into a fake person, pretend you're someone else.
Great, okay.
And what I do anyway is, I find someone else's picture on the Internet. I mean, there's like modeling sites where you can just get bunches of pictures all of the same person and, just make up a whole little biography and...
So they have sites. They have sites dedicated for people who want to do this.
No.
You're saying he's lifting pictures from websites.
Okay.
That's all.
Sorry.
Now, what's the purpose of this for you? Is it fun?
Yeah.
There's something to do.
What do you? Where do you do it? Do you do it on MySpace? What's your MO?
Well, I'm not going to tell you all the details, but yeah. Well, you know, you could with MySpace. There's like a whole bunch of sites where. You know, people have IDs and they talk to each other. There's game sites, you know, and they all have IDs and you talk to each other. I don't want to, you know, for one thing, if I'm on the Internet, you know, playing a game or something, playing backgammon, I don't want to tell the person who I'm playing with anything about myself. So
yeah, they don't need too many facts.
Right.
So you're not doing it to necessarily fool anyone into thinking you're someone else. I mean, are these long-term relationships you're getting into or just for short-term gameplay?
Well, you know, I talk to the same people over and over again, yeah.
I'd like to explore more of this with you. If you can hang on, we're going to bring you back. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. Bulletin board system included with over 300,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. There you go, you thug. Read that.
The new Zero Blaster shoots smoke rings. You think that's initiation of force, shooting smoke rings? 12 feet.
No.
With a blue LED light to light them up. You can get the Zero Blaster, a Mega Blaster, or a Mini Blaster. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. It's great for Christmas.
I am regretting saying that you are a libertarian, Mark, after these comments tonight that you've been making, walking up to someone in the street and attacking them for screaming obscenities.
Now, it's not necessarily obscenities. It's the wrong kind of obscenities.
Yeah, the ones you don't like, the ones you don't want to hear.
I think that people run that risk in
by
society.
The street, then.
What's that?
By the street.
Right. I understand your libertarian principles, and I love the fact that you have strong libertarian principles. I don't think that simply because I don't hold every single one of them that you do.
There's only one, my friend. It's the non-initiation of force. Get with the program.
Yeah,
let's go back to the phones and talk to Joe back in Ann Arbor, listening on WAAM. Joe, you were telling us that you have made a number of fake personalities on the Internet, and you've used them over and over again, usually in a gaming situation where you're playing backgammon or something like that online. How far will you go to develop these online personas?
Doesn't take very long. I mean, you know, 5 minutes, I've got one made. But let me tell you something else, though, that I thought about. You know, I've been on dating sites, and, you'll be chatting with someone, and, of course, everyone's got a screen name. But then I'll look up that person's screen name, and they made a Yahoo ID, and for some reason, they put in their real address, their real, city and state, Well, then I'll do a people search on them, and I have sent those people a satellite photo of their house, and they think that they're being incognito because they've got this goofy screen name. And you know, after doing that, I've emailed them and told them, says, hey, you know, I'm not a weirdo, you know, don't worry about it, but just be more careful.
You're just something letting you should, them something you should watch out
yeah,
for.
Yeah, you're just doing them a favor of letting them know how much you are able to find out about them based on the information they posted online.
Right, and it you know, really doesn't take a genius. I mean, it's, you know, it's not that hard. But when you make your ID, don't tell them the right city and state. Don't tell them your address or anything like that. You know, just make it all up.
So now you are going online. You're creating profiles. How many different personalities do you have online?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a dozen or so.
A dozen. How do you keep track of? I mean, how often do you use all of the dozen?
Well, a lot of them keep expiring because I don't use them often enough. But I've emailed all of the information to myself, you know, just so I can keep track of it.
Got notes.
Like my birthday and stuff, you know. I mean, it's, you know, what year I was born.
Yeah, that birthday thing is the craziest thing. You know, all these network sites that allow you to put your birthday in. Doesn't that sound crazy? Your date of birth is one of these identifying factors that people use to create real false identities, you know, the fraudulent kind, mm-hmm. And, you know, use your credit and that kind of thing. Seems just crazy to me to put your DOB. Would you put your Social Security number on there?
Oh, good heavens.
It's crazy.
No.
I don't tell them anything about myself that's true. Every single word of it is a lie.
Now, the purpose of this is to do what exactly?
Well, it's partly to protect myself, and it's just to play with people.
So you just like messing with people's heads, basically. How far will you take it? Can you give us an example of how far you have gone?
Not over the radio, but
is it
I'm not going to drive some girl to kill herself. I mean, that's crazy.
I think that in this particular instance,
the thing is, when you're on the internet and you're talking to somebody, you have no idea who that is. That could be me. Just,
sure.
You know, anyone out there listening, just realize this. When you're talking to someone, it could be me. I guess, you know, you could be clever and say, okay, send me a picture of yourself holding today's newspaper. Now, that would throw me. I mean, that would take effort to try and do that, so I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to
give up.
You
just
stop
talking to that person.
A lot of effort.
If someone asked you to go through that sort of jump through that sort of a hoop, you would just sort of break ties with them, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you disappear, essentially?
Yeah, right. I would just dump them.
Right. So there are certainly ways to catch people like you. Are there any other ways that you might suggest to people to be careful about?
Ask them for their phone number and talk to them. I mean, because I don't know how to fake on somebody, you know, with a phone number. I mean, but yeah, if all you're going by is what you've done on the internet, you have no idea, you know what any of it is.
You know, the funniest thing about all this is that there are so many people like you, Joe. One of my ex-girlfriend, she used to do these things. She didn't have 12 personalities. She would only really focus on one at a time. But she would go after, you know, she was basically creating fake females on MySpace and suckering guys into thinking that, you know, she was this hot chick and that
she
was
interested
in them.
She could have very well been a hot chick if she's on the telephone.
She could have been. And so that doesn't always necessarily work. But
Joe could pretend to be a 35-year-old guy instead of a 45-year-old guy.
Yeah, he could. But what's interesting is that there are so many people out there creating false profiles that inevitably there must be fakes talking to fakes.
Like, it has to be.
Joe's
right,
out there
right.
being a fake person, and at the same time, the other person on the other side is also faking Joe out at the same time. And it's just kind of funny, like all these people spending this time doing that. Mm-hmm. But Joe, I'm glad you called in to share your story, because I'm very familiar with the techniques. And I know that there's a lot of this going on. People just need to be careful. That's all. It's fun. Otherwise, if you're having fun, then okay. If people are being put at risk, then that's another situation. Joe, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's continue here. And that's what I'm talking about is, you know, risk management. How do we keep young people safe? How do we keep adults safe
from the dangerous ones. Joe's just having fun. He's just, you know, messing with people's heads.
I truly hope so.
There are the ones that are out there creating profiles for the purposes of fooling people into meeting them and then maybe doing awful things to them. You know, there is that element of danger out there, in which case, as I suggested earlier, and I'll suggest it again, if you're interested in somebody online, meet them for the first time in a public place with a lot of people around, a mall food court or something like that, where there's nothing dangerous that could possibly happen because there are other people present. That's, I think, the best tip that that anybody can have.
I think validated pictures is a good way to go quickly, because if you're talking to somebody who's some distance away, maybe you know meeting at a mall food court doesn't make any sense. So you want to get to know them before they spend the money on an airline ticket or something like that. So I think that the first place that you would want to go is a picture of somebody holding a handmade sign that says "Hello,
validated picture's fine," but that's not going to really tell you if that person's dangerous or not necessarily right up front.
There's all kinds of precautions that need to be taken along the way.
Well, that's what I want to hear from you is your tips, the situations you've gotten into, maybe mistakes you've made, things that other people can learn from, if you've got them. Otherwise, we'll talk to you about whatever you want. Let's go to Frank in Santa Cruz, listening on KSCO. Hey, Frank. Frank in Santa Cruz, KSCO, going once. He's gone. Let's try Jeremy in Colorado. Excuse me, not Colorado, Montana. Jeremy, on listening on KGED. Hello.
I've been to Colorado before, guys, but I'm in Montana, remember?
You are. What's on your mind, Jeremy?
Hey, I just want to congratulate Mark for having some huevos, because if someone, like a hot chick that turned out to be a dude in my house...
Not so chick.
Well, you know what I mean?
He'd be going back to jail if he pulled some crap like that. Big talker.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. I've beat people up on the streets and didn't go to jail for it.
I don't want to beat no one up on the street, but if someone...
Well, I mean, as opposed to jail is what I'm saying. I'm opposing street to jail, and I'm just saying that, you know, I've been in altercations and not gone to prison.
Well, you'd be pretty mad if you bought him all these drinks and then took her home and then.
Jeremy, you're saying you'd do like Mark then? Is that you'd beat somebody up if they they lied to you about their gender?
Well, yeah. Because that's
sad, man. I expected more from a Rainbow Family member. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231.
It's a terrible initiation of force to lie to somebody about your gender.
That's not an initiation of force at all, sir. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Just enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. If you like the show, then we ask that you AMP. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. What you need to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for as little as $3 a month. That's all it takes, and it's completely voluntary. You can enjoy the entire Free Talk Live website for free without amping. But if you like what we're doing and you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country, then we could use your $3 because it makes a big difference for us. It helps us reach out to new stations and thereby get new listeners on board with a message of freedom and liberty. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the perks you get, like the amp-only phone line, amp-only chat room and forum, all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Barry Cooper wants you to never get busted. Jim Lark was the chairman of the Libertarian Party. Ethan Nadelman is the founder of the Drug Policy Alliance, and Peter Crist is a spokesman for law enforcement against prohibition. They all want to end the war on drugs, and they'll all be speaking at the Liberty Forum. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use code 2008FTL to save 10%. That's 2008FTL, all one word, to save 10% on the Liberty Forum. We're going to be there broadcasting live. Looking forward to seeing you there.
It'll be a blast.
Let's go to the phones. We're going to try Frank one more time. Frank in Santa Cruz, listening on KSCO. Hello, Frank.
Hi, can you hear me now?
We got you, Frank. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was listening just a little while ago. I don't know who it was said it, but you said you would sock somebody or punch somebody for using a particular racial epithet.
I think that I said that they would be in danger of that. But go ahead.
All right. So you're threatening to do that, or you think it would be justifiable? I think that's particularly ironic since the name of your show is Free Talk Live, and I don't think that's the platform of the Libertarian Party that I joined 15 years ago.
I don't speak for the Libertarian Party.
Does that mean that you believe that hate speech should be a prosecutable?
No.
That's no, it just means that Mark's a thug, and he's willing to push other people around to get his way.
From a libertarian point of view, I think there need to be market forces that keep jerks from screaming epithets on the side of the road. One of those market forces is the possibility that somebody could come along and knock your teeth in.
I cannot believe that you're hosting this show. This is... You have just lost all credibility with me.
I did not claim to be the libertarian spokesperson, and I am not Jesus. I have not come down to save you. You are your own Messiah, my friend.
Well, now I'm here on this
show
as well.
That's a pretty clever sidestep. But if you're going to put yourself in a public like this, you better learn. You ought to know what being a libertarian means and what it stands for. And it doesn't mean walking up and socking somebody.
Okay, from a Kantian point of view, looking at the philosopher Kant, the idea is that, you know, you do what is right for everyone all the time, and therefore that's what's right. And if you don't initiate force against people who, use epithets on the side of the road, then that says that it's just okay for them to do that. And
it is okay for them to do that.
It is okay for them to do that. It's not okay for you to assault them. Let me ask you this.
If you were with your wife and somebody made kind of horrible...
I've got a question for you, Mark.
I've got a question for you.
You can wait.
As a white man?
No, I'm not going to wait. Look.
Yes, you will wait. He has a question for you.
I'm the host of the show. I got a question for the guy. If somebody's with you...
I'm trying to ask a question.
Why don't you ask your question? I've turned his microphone off at this point.
That refers to white people derogatorily that would make you as agitated as that.
Do I have a word?
Yes, like cracker or honky. Is there a word like that that would piss you off that much?
Well, I'm white, so why would it bother me?
Well, I understand that, and that's what I'm talking about. So what is it about that particular word? And the only reason I'm not saying it is not because I fear
the word.
I appreciate
you not saying it.
But because I don't want you guys to get fined by the SEC.
I don't think you can actually get fined for that word, but okay. I don't know for sure. I'm no legal expert on this. But
okay, so my point is, would you get as irate if somebody called you a cracker? Would you sock somebody?
No, I'd laugh.
Okay, so the thing is, we are making this word some kind of a special sacred word that nobody can say because we're so afraid of saying it.
Right? Why not just laugh when someone says
now? I've got a question.
Exactly.
Now I've got a question for you.
Exactly.
Now I've got a question for you. You've made your point
really
on the N word.
I read about it. Are the ones that are thin-skinned and ignorant.
Now you've made your point on the N word, and I think that's
and
has certain validity.
The ones
if you're with your wife or girlfriend,
Mark,
or
you have to wait until someone stops to ask your question. Okay. So now Mark's going to ask his question. Okay. Let's
go,
Mark.
With your wife or girlfriend, and somebody says something horrible about them. I don't know. Calls them, a hooker. Calls them a whore. Calls them a lesbian. Calls them something that incites you. You know, you're not going to try to protect them in any way.
Well, if somebody tried to assault my wife, I would try to protect her.
I don't mean to threaten her, and I don't mean to try to hit her.
People say things to my spouse, and I have bit my tongue. I've also been called other derogatory words, and I've bit my tongue. And there have been times when I have fought back when people are being assaulted. I have come to the aid with small people that are being assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
So right. Well, then in that case, that's fine.
I'm not afraid to fight,
I'm
not afraid to become in a physical altercation.
Right, and in that case, that's fine because someone at that point was initiating force, and you are simply coming to the defense of someone. If somebody's just cursing, Mark, no one is under attack. There's no need to utilize force.
I didn't say there was a need. I said that it's a market process.
You said you would jack somebody
they
were insulting.
They were in danger of being jacked if they called my friend that I was along with the N word.
That's
or something
not what
like
it sounded
that.
Like.
But you know, sometimes I said they're in danger of it, and they really are.
Yeah,
they're in serious danger of it.
So are you going to do something
against who? There's nobody here.
Against the person standing.
I
on the
may
corner.
Or may not, depending on how I feel.
You're backing down now. You're
no,
backing
I'm
down
not.
From your position.
Let me suggest that you look in the dictionary the definition of market force. It has nothing to do with assaulting people. And I have to go on that. Thank you, gentlemen.
Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. In fact, I am officially rescinding Mark's libertarian claim.
You're not a libertarian. You're not even a party member. What do you got to do with my libertarian status?
I am a life member of the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, when was the last time you talked to one of them?
In all fairness, sometimes when somebody verbally assaults you like that, sometimes a physical assault isn't far behind. And you have to assess that in the moment and figure out, is this person, does they mean physical harm to me or not? Or are they just a big mouth? And, you know, you can just walk away or you can laugh or whatever. But if you really feel that they're going to keep after you and there's a physical threat, then sometimes jacking them up is a good thing.
Well, sir, but you have to, Wayne, you have to have, you actually have to have real evidence beyond just your gut Your gut isn't good enough. You have to actually have them take a swing or, you know, make a move. And you were making a point during the break that was very good, and that was that you understand in the world of martial arts, many martial arts are purely defensive and very, very powerful in that if somebody does make a move with the correct training, you have the ability to channel their energy right back around to them and essentially take them out using their own energy against them.
Yeah.
In that particular case, there is no need to wonder or to guess because you don't make a move unless they do. That's the way things. That's the truly libertarian response, is to await their actions.
So what if a guy has a baseball bat?
Mm-hmm.
Do you wait for him to hit you? Because
no.
You're likely never going to get the chance to fight him back, Ian.
No, but there's a technique for a baseball bat that actually works.
Is there a technique for a 9mm?
Yeah,
it depends on how close you are.
Yes, exactly.
Well, with the baseball bat situation, if he's threatening you, then you probably shouldn't be within range at that particular point.
It's all nice and easy in this little world where you've never dealt with these things before. But I've been in violent places, Ian. Really violent places. Places that would scare the bejesus out of most people. I've been in a prison mm-hmm. for six years of my life called Gladiator School. Yes, I learned
that. Well, when violence is utilized, then you have the right to actually re-inflict violence back. It's called defensive force, but you don't have the right to go up and jack somebody on the street because they're saying something you don't like.
I didn't say I had the right, Ian. I said they were in danger of it.
You said you would do it.
That was the terminology that I used, in danger of it.
Anyway, libertarian creds revoked, sir. Yeah. Revoked.
There was a really poignant episode of Star Trek Next Generation where they went back to the planet Vulcan, and there was a cave, and they were going through these artifacts, and they found this one thing. It was this thing they put around their neck. It was an ancient weapon. And basically what it was is you put it around your neck, and if anybody initiated force against you, it basically deflected it and multiplied it 3 or 4 times over back at them again. And they,
is that the original Star Trek?
It was Next Generation.
Okay.
Those would sell good. Sorry, we've got to get to the phones here. Reb's on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Reb.
Yes, the three of us, Bubba, Scout, and Reb, were listening to one of your Genesis programs yesterday, and the host said, all of a sudden we heard a break-in on his phone line, but the host confused it. He said he was hacked on his internet connection. We're experts. We want to set the record straight because I had never heard that except on our computer speakers or on our phone lines with a radio from a, it's called telephone electronic surveillance system. And we know this for a fact because this phone I'm on and the other one at our other area have been secured by Quest Executive Offices, Jeff Marlowe.
Yeah. Don't have any idea what you're talking about. Thanks for the call, though.
Keep an eye out.
We'll be back with the fascists tomorrow night. This has been Free Talk Live. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You were